Long Island's number one rock station, Roger and JP at 619.
Remember yesterday, later on in the show, we were talking about the Super Bowl and how when they walked all the Super Bowl MVPs out, we looked how beat up they all look.
Yeah,
I found a story last night, and you thought that Montana was one of the ones in good shape, Joe Montana?
He looked one of the best who walked out.
Three-time Super Bowl MVP Joe Montana paints bleak picture of his post-football life.
Oh, no.
This article, it's almost an eye-opener for young players.
Mm.
Because if Joe Montana can have all this stuff going on with him, what's going to happen if you're not a quarterback who's protected? It's like sad. It's a little messed up.
We'll hear this story next. Wow. 102.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station. Roger and JP. Long Island's number one rock station. Roger and JP at 624. Some snow showers now. Later on, cloudy and 40.
You know, I won't read the whole article. Yesterday, later on in the show, we were talking about Beast Mode. Marshawn Lynch was retiring at a young age, and we talked about Megatron retiring at a young age. And now I had said to you yesterday that I think you're going to start to see that pattern. These guys, these guys realize that they have money and they can still walk and feel okay. And you're going to start seeing that. And how the Super Bowl MVPs, where they were walked out before the game, a lot of them looked beat up. And we thought Montana looked really good. And then there's an article in the USA Today, and the headline was three-time Super Bowl MVP Joe Montana paints a bleak picture of his post-football life. And I'm not going to read the whole article. But he writes, the mental part was hard initially when he first retired. Montana, now 59, told the newspaper. He said, because it's quick, cold turkey, the game's gone. Then the physical stuff tries to catch up with you. And he goes, along with arthritis, my hands have been, oh my gosh, in the middle of the night, they hurt like crazy.
Oh, man.
Montana also told USA Today that he'll need knee replacements surgery soon. He's also had surgery on his elbow and tells the newspaper another neck surgery is in the works. Quote, I think I'm headed down the fusion road again. The path of a nerve they think is being affected. He even suffers from a lazy eye.
Oh, my God.
Thanks to all the head trauma he suffered while spending a decade and a half playing for the 49ers and the Chiefs.
Wow.
Yeah. He goes, my whole family likes to live on the edge, so some things I regret that I can't do with them. So his family is active, and it's just things he can't do with them as the father.
Oh, at 59, to be looking at a second neck surgery, had an elbow, needs a knee, has arthritis that wakes him up in the middle of the night, and a lazy eye.
That's the quarterback. That's not a lineman.
Right.
That's not a running back who's running through a wall. That's not a wide receiver who's running a crossing route and getting hit without even being seen it coming. That's none of that.
That's a guy who on a lot of plays doesn't get touched.
That's the most protected guy on the field, Joe Montana.
Wow. That's incredible.
You know what I'm saying? So I think this whole, you know, I think you made a really good point yesterday when you started talking that these guys are just going to smarten up. And a lot of the guys who can, the ones who can't afford to do it, are going
to. And the ones who can't will only play as long as they should to make some money and maybe get out. Because, I mean, obviously, it's real obvious to me that in hockey, too, the hands go. The hands and the hips.
Yeah.
It's bad. You see these older guys walking around. They walk like old men, and their hands are all arthritic. Every guy, you see it in the knuckles. And just from using your hands so much, and then they get beat up in competition.
Yeah, when we watched those MVPs walk out yesterday, I mean, on Sunday, you just looked at them walking. It's like, oh, my God.
It was the most shocking thing. It took away from the whole thing. I couldn't believe it. When Bradshaw walked out, a guy who you look at from the chest up on TV every week
and
just seems fine to you, and then you watch him walk. It's like he has a cane.
And we'll get the phone calls. They're football players. They made millions of dollars. They knew what they were getting. Yeah, but you know what?
You're still a human being.
You don't wish that on anybody. Yeah, they chose a path. They were good at something. They went after a dream. Mm-hmm. They had it. And now, hindsight.
Yep.
But I think you're going to start seeing, like, these younger players are going to start seeing what the older players' hindsight is.
Yep.
And be like, you know what?
I don't want to walk like that.
I'm rich. I'm done.
Yeah. Richer than those guys were at that time, too.
Amen.
628. Here's 102.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station, Roger and JP. It's 6:38. We've been talking about Joe Montana's opening up about what retirement's like for an NFL player, even a guy like him who was protected, the most protected position, as you called it, and all the injuries. And it's really opening a lot of eyes. Good morning, BAB. Go ahead.
Yeah, good morning, guys.
Hey.
Listen, about this, all these guys know going in, they're going to be crippled before they're old, but they're in it, a lot of them are in it for the money, but I think most of them are so competitive that they, once they get a ring and have the money, I think they'll be going, most of them.
Well, that's what it looks like now. You're right. The younger guys, it looks like Marshawn Lynch or whoever, it looks like they are seeing what's going on. The older guys, they didn't know in the 70s, the 80s. I don't think you really knew. Nobody was paying attention. You were just playing football and retiring. And you got some aches and pains. That's how they thought of it. But now you get more details. It's pretty serious.
Yeah, they didn't know how much painful it was going to be.
Right.
You think like Manning, Peyton, even Eli, these guys have the rings. They have the money. I mean, I can't believe Peyton hasn't announced it yet unless he just doesn't want to take away from them.
Yeah, probably.
Probably.
Hey, thanks for the call.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, I mean, everybody expects him to retire.
Well,
he's talked about he needs a hip surgery eventually.
Von Miller came out and said yesterday he doubts Peyton's going to retire.
Really?
Yeah. He won't be on the Broncos next year.
Mm.
But who knows?
Throw a little something in the mix by Von Miller. It's good.
Yeah.
22.3 WPAB, Roger JP. Flames. You know I'm a dreamer, but my heart's a goer. .3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station, Roger and JP. 6:43, some snow showers this morning. Then they'll end and it'll be cloudy and 40 degrees today. If you're just joining us, Joe Montana's discussions, his article started this whole thing, talking about retirement, how players get hurt. And, there's a lot of factors that come to it. Faster, bigger players now than were then. But you see these guys from 40 years ago, how hurt they are in retirement when the players were slower and that kind of thing. You wonder, and you know why the young guys now are starting to think, it's time to retire at 29. Because it makes sense when you see those guys hobble out at the Super Bowl, the MVP guys come out and the way they walk. And we've been talking about the fields, too, the fields with the artificial fields with the rubber tire bits in there.
Yeah, the
and that's
turf.
Something that was growing a little while, and that field turf made of crushed up tires.
I'm telling you, man.
Respiratory problem they've been writing about for a few years.
I don't think that ends well, those fields.
Steve's online. Go ahead, Steve. What do you got?
We have soccer fields in Smithtown, and parents are starting to complain about that.
Listen, parents are going to complain about everything.
That's the first thing I thought about.
That's a serious complaint.
Unless it's not a perfectly manicured grass field, they're going to complain there's too many rocks on the field. There's too much this on the field. I mean,
yeah, but the rubber field thing has been around for a couple of years, and it's been coming. They've been writing about it. I've seen articles about it for at least a couple of years.
Not to mention, you have no idea. If you get a 90-something degree day, you have how much hotter it is on those turf fields than it is on a grass field. Raise it about 20 degrees hotter when you're playing on field turf than when you're playing on grass.
Wow.
Absolutely. When you're down there, and when we're down there working on the fields, all you smell is rubber. It smells like tires.
Ugh.
Damn.
They were talking about putting a third one in, and they stopped it and dead in its tracks, and now they're contemplating pulling up the ones that we have, so I don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
Really?
We put shredded rubber underneath our playground, some of our playgrounds too, and they're gonna do away with that stuff this year in one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Because enough parents, like 500 parents, wrote letters that they didn't want it down there because the kids were getting it all over them, and they don't like that. There's not enough testing on it, so they're thinking about pulling it out.
Watch, thanks,
makes
Steve.
Sense.
So I don't know.
Later, man.
Thanks, buddy. Wow.
Did you say they were thinking about pulling them out?
Yeah, makes sense.
Dude, those turf fields. Those turf fields cost about $1 million to $1.5 million per field. You don't just rip those things out. If they're deciding that they're going to pull those fields out of there, someone found something.
Well,
town on Long Island currently has the ability to light $1.5 million on fire.
That's very short-term thinking. No town has the ability to pay for the lawsuits 20 years from now that will be $100 million when you have how many kids with respiratory problems. If that's what the actual thing is that the problem is with, and it proves out, I mean, they want to get in front of it now. Eat the million or two now.
Ted, start chewing on truck tires, and we'll check back in with you in 10 years and see how it works out.
Just a little experiment in the Roger JP lab.
Yeah.
Ted just waiting to do his traffic. Innocent bystander. Suddenly he's chewing on rubber. 6:46. Hey, thanks for the calls. Ted has the roads.
In Medford, Route 112 remains shut down both ways between Park Avenue and Peconic Avenue. This is a police investigation that continues from the overnight. A lot more traffic westbound on the LIE patch off Holbrook Road down to Deer Park Avenue, and then a lot heavier making your way in towards the Queens line. Slick spots this morning. Be careful. Northern Parkway westbound, a lot heavier in towards Queens. Southern State westbound, more traffic from the Wantagh to the Meadowbrook. And then again, as you head west of the Meadowbrook and again into the Cross Island Parkway, Long Island Railroad is on or close to schedule here so far this morning. We have been in good shape there. And traffic is brought to you by the American Kennel Club's Meet the Breeds and Compete event. It's the Meet and Breed. It's the Meet and Compete events at Piers 92 and 94 this Saturday. Play with hundreds of dogs at AKC Meet the Breeds and watch the Masters Agility Championship presented by the Westminster Kennel Club and the American Kennel Club. Brought to you by Purina Pro Plan. Tickets are at the door. You can get them online at meetthebreeds.com. That's your BAB Huntington Honda Long Island traffic.
Hey, it's JP for my friends at Security Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Amityville. Guts and Glory Ram Truck Month is underway, and they're giving you a worry-free shopping experience on any new Dodge Chrysler Jeep or Ram. 345 Merricourt in Amityville, or check them on the web at securitydodge.com.
At PSEG Long Island, we're getting better every day. Our new mobile website is one of the latest improvements we've made, so doing business with us is easier and more convenient. You can now use your smartphone to manage your account, pay your bill, or report an outage. Better technology, where and when you need it. It's just one more way we're improving every day. Try it out on your smartphone at PSEGLINY.com/account.
Where are you going to find the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles at the best prices? AtlanticPreOwnedSuperstore.com. Where will you get 1 year of free maintenance with your used car purchase? AtlanticPreOwnedSuperstore.com. Where are you going for your next pre-owned car today? AtlanticPreOwnedSuperstore.com.
Whole family need new phones, but don't want to pay a pretty penny for everyone to get them? You could choose your favorite kid, or you could get to T-Mobile and check out our half-off smartphone event. Get one of the most popular smartphones and a second one for half price. Need more than that? Buy another and grab a fourth phone at half price. That's right. Get smartphones like the Samsung Galaxy S6, the Galaxy Note 5, and many more. Plus, we'll pay your switching fees when you trade in your old phones. It's T-Mobile's half-off smartphone event. So don't choose a favorite kid. Choose your favorite smartphones and hook up the whole family with buy one, get one half off. For a limited time only, get to T-Mobile or call 1-800-T-Mobile today.
Limited time offer subject to change. Qualifying service and same device manufacturer required. Switching fees paid with trade-in credit and prepaid MasterCard card. Card issued by Citibank N.A. Member FDIC. Card expires at participating locations.
This weekend, WBAB presents Jim Brewer. Four shows at the Paramount in Huntington, including a special Valentine's Day performance. Get tickets now at the box office or Ticketmaster.com.
Buy your certified pre-owned Honda at Nardi Honda Smithtown. Get low pricing on the Accord, Civic, CR-V, or any Honda model. Backed by a 12-month, 12,000-mile warranty. With over 50 years' experience, Nardi Honda Smithtown stands the test of time.
Nardi Honda stands the test of time.
Middle Country Road, a mile west of Smith Haven Mall, or NardiHonda.com.
Nardi Honda Smithtown, bringing prices down, down.
At Nardi Honda, it's service made simple and likely to be the easiest part of your day. You relax while our Honda certified technicians do all the work, expertly servicing your Honda with genuine Honda parts. At Nardi, get dealership services at discount prices. Nobody makes it easier.
Nardi Honda stands down. Nardi Honda stands the test of time.
Middle Country Road, a mile west of Smith Haven Mall, or NardiHonda.com.
650. Roger and JP, 102.3 WBAB. It's time now for this Stuff You Need to Know. It's brought to you by Allure Home Improvement. Here's Ted.
Officials say there are now three confirmed cases of Zika virus in Suffolk County, a total of four overall on the island. And people took to social media last night to report that the World Trade Center was on fire after seeing what they thought was smoke coming from the building. But fire officials say it was simply an HVAC unit on the roof of One World Trade that emits steam from time to time. Morning snow showers possible, otherwise cloudy today and 40. Colder for tomorrow, only 28. That's the Stuff You Need to Know this morning, brought to you by Allure Home Improvements. We got all extremes to build your dreams since 1946. Allure.com. I'm 102.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station, with Roger and KP.
go. When I read the letter you sent me, leave my mind, my mind. When I read the news that it broke me, leave me sad, sad, sad. But I still love you so.
WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station. Roger and JP, it's 6:55. Some snow showers now, cloudy later, and a high of 40.
I guess this thing you sent, the guy got hit by a meteor, got 2,000 bucks.
He's like a bus driver in India, and he's...
What?
He's standing outside. It's this innocent thing. They think it's a meteorite. He's standing outside in India on the grass, and he's a bus driver just in the middle of a college campus.
Okay.
And everybody who's a witness from the distance says, I heard this sound like an explosion, but not really. It's the weirdest sound we ever heard. And they come outside, and this guy, I guess, got destroyed by a meteorite. That's the theory. There's a big crater, and all that's left there is this little, like, blue diamond-looking thing. And they look around like, what was that? Like, where did it come from, and where'd he go? So I guess it obliterated this poor man, and the government... their practices when someone gets killed for whatever reason, they give reparations to the family. And they give $2,052 to his family. I think it's worth a little more than that, personally.
So the guy got hit by a meteor and they gave him $2,000 and said, sorry?
Kind of.
Sorry, a meteorite hit your father.
They give reparations for things like that. But the striking thing is they're not sure it's a meteorite. There are this college campus, they do a lot of, there's a lot of chemistry going on there. There are like some sort of explosives in the area. But the sound wasn't the same as an explosion. And all they've theorized so far is it could be a meteorite. And if it is, it's the first time someone's been killed by one in like 200 years. Talk about bad luck. They always talk about the odds of getting hit by a meteorite or something when you look at the lottery. And this guy got nailed by it.
I'm trying to pronounce the chief minister of Tamil Nadu. I'm trying to pronounce his name. Jayalalitha'a.
Yeah.
Jayalalitha'a.
I believe she's a she, and she was some sort of...
Last
like,
name is Jayaram.
Movie star type thing. She's a celebrity who's now a minister.
Jayalalitha'a. Jayaram.
Very good. Nice job.
They were ordered...
I can't imagine what it's like if you get hit by a meteorite, even something very small, coming from space. Have you seen the videos of, like, snipers taking out, like, Al-Qaeda with a bullet for 1,000 yards?
I gotta think you don't feel a thing.
Imagine a meteorite from space.
Right, though?
I assume you get obliterated.
Gotta.
No matter where it hits you. We're just a big sack of water and blood. Right. I assume when you get hit by a meteorite,
somebody comes
you disappear.
Out, it's like when water gets on an NBA court, somebody comes out with a mop. All of a sudden, some guy just comes out with a push broom and pushes you over to the grass and clears the walkway.
Turns on the sprinklers.
Yeah. Washes it down.
657, here's Ted with the roads.
Route 112 remains closed in Medford between Jamaica Avenue and Peconic Avenue. That's an investigation that continues this morning from the overnight. No other major issues this morning other than wet roads. Be careful as you head out. The Long Island Railroad looks good, and that's your BAB Huntington Honda Long Island traffic.
Come see why Cameraland was voted the best camera store on Long Island with the largest selection of cameras and sports optics. 720 Old Bethpage Road and Old Bethpage. Online at CameralandNY.com.
Hey, it's Brett from Roger and JP. Winter on Long Island is a unique experience. If you wear glasses or contacts, you've got an experience you don't want, and that's fogged up glasses and dried out contacts. But if you get LASIK from Stahl Eye Care Experts, you don't have to think about that any longer. Not only is Stahl Eye Care Experts conveniently located in Hop Hog, Garden City, and Manhattan, they offer the most advanced laser vision correction technology around with their 3D eye design LASIK procedure. And when you book your free consultation with one of the experts surgeons at Stahl, you'll get $1,000 off your procedure. Plus, they welcome your health savings account, and Stahl has interest-free financing and payment plans available to fit your budget. Start enjoying winter again with LASIK from Stahl Eye Care Experts. 888-55-SIGHT. That's 888-557-4448. Or visit them online at stahlny.com. That's STAHLNY.com. And tell Stahl Eye